together to fight for what we love.
A significant amount of privilege and power over other groups.
You're listening to
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
Consider the Alternative.
A CITR podcast.
In the afternoon on a Wednesday, I'm on a bus traveling through Gastown, one of the more touristy neighborhoods in Vancouver. Once we pass Carroll Street, commuters start to thin out and the buildings outside start to become more disheveled. I request a stop and hop off at Dunleavy Avenue and across the street into Oppenheimer Park. This evening, it's estimated that between 140 and 200 people living in this park will be evicted, and for those who haven't packed up yet, they only have 2 hours to do so before police step in. The park itself rests within one city block of the downtown east side, and it's been home to some for many years. Vancouver's Awesome's editor-in-chief, Bob Cronbar, recently said that he wouldn't advise anyone to go there for any reason whatsoever, calling the neighborhood an absolute gong show. But just a couple hours before Oppenheimer's residents are to be evicted, when it should seem as though things would be even more of a quote-unquote gong show than the usual, the remaining residents are quietly going about their day. A group of campers are sitting in a circle of chairs, chatting and eating their dinner. Disco music is pouring out at a moderate volume from somewhere in the field, and a handful of people stop to dance for a moment between their point A and point B. It seems like maybe some of the campers don't know they're supposed to be moving. Like, maybe some weren't even told. An hour passes, and a group of young people start to gather at the side of the park. I learn these folks are gathering to witness the potential brutality that may come soon. It's organized by a group of activists who had been at the front of this war against the city and the police for a long time. People who are active with Our Homes Can't Wait and Insight.
I'm Ellie Taylor. I was homeless myself for most of my life.
Ellie is an activist in the downtown east side. She's on the board for Our Homes Can't Wait, among other things.
I've been homeless most of my life. The DTS started coming in 2003. I'm a traveler. I'm from different communities, but this is one of my core communities.
She and the other organizers are busy milling about, talking to media people and distributing bananas and other food. Given the reason for everyone being here, the atmosphere in the park is honestly really pleasant. But pleasant as it might be, the city wants to rid the park of its residents. Since 2004, Vancouver police and the city have attempted to oust campers and have served multiple eviction notices. Most notably in 2014, when Indigenous activists occupied the park to protest the attempted evictions. Legally, campers have been allowed to stay on the grounds. The Supreme Court decided in 2009 that camping in parks is legal if no other alternative shelters are available. But now, the city says they have units available to house Oppenheimer residents. Ellie says that they're not enough.
The province had a story on the front page today that said that the BC Housing has confirmed they only had 100 units. Right. So what that means is they knew they had a shortage of half the people.
I just want to make a note here that number has been disputed. The CBC reported the city of Vancouver claims to have 140 units available to campers. But that would still leave an estimated 60 or so people without shelter. And she says moving people into their own units, where they don't have the community support that comes with living with other tenters, that's dangerous.
When people go and use alone in rooms, they're going to die.
So what I'm hearing is that the evictions means more people in danger, more people getting hurt, more people dying.
Yeah, more people not being able to take care of each other. You lose your food resources, not being right in the DTS core. They're trying to break us up, right? And they don't like it when people organize, especially when you have an Indigenous organizer, like Chrissy Brett, staying the night now.
It's now 15 minutes until the eviction is to be put in place. As more and more people show up, the organizers put together plans for a makeshift march. From out of a tent comes Bristol board signs reading, "Housing, not handcuffs," and "Save Oppenheimer Park." Now, armed with visuals to share their message, the group makes their way onto the street, and drummers head the pack. We make our way onto Hastings Street and eventually stop at Gore, blocking off the busy intersection. We're outside of BC Housing right now. They're the ones providing the available units to Oppenheimer residents. Ellie argues that they're not doing nearly enough for the campers.
It's a fucking joke. We've been hearing that people without legs weren't offered housing. It was a gong show, and we had confrontation to BC Housing because they were so heartless. They didn't even bring food.
As the protesters sing, jeers come from angry commuters who don't understand what's happening.
And we're blocking traffic, you dumbasses.
For a lot of people that don't live in the downtown east side, residents here are seen as less than.
They're calling us the violent ones. And the VPD's own stats, which is run by the city, reported in May 2019 that we were actually, Granville Strip has 6 more times assault, 6 more time violent crime, 6 more times rape, 6 more times weapons charges, burglaries, robberies. So Granville is more dangerous by 6 times than the downtown east side, and then they paying us as violent criminals? Yeah. That's a shame.
It's okay.
I'm emotional, you know, I've seen them lie to my face. I don't trust the city anymore. I'm not willing to play their games. I told them, like, look, you got to do this. You can't keep people out. I'm not going to sit at their tables and play their fucking games anymore. This is human life.
By the end of the evening, the marchers head back to Oppenheimer and disperse slowly. I leave as a man lights sage in the middle of a circle, mixed with campers and activists. On my way home, I pass the Shaughnessy Golf Course. The course sits on an area about the size of 148 Oppenheimer parks. That's a small estimation. All of that space is reserved for just over 600 members and some 200 associates of the attached country club. The club's lease will be up in 2023, when the use of all that space will potentially be converted by the city into housing. But for now, the field sits empty until a handful of members want to play a game. This piece was edited and produced by me, Max Collins. Special thank you to Ellie Taylor and Alex DeBoer.